Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Bill Belichick on the Let's Go podcast the other day.
Pretty good.
Jim Gray peppering him with questions. Yeah, I had control up until about the last 4 years, I'd say.
The Alien Wolf showed up. Here comes the Wolf Pack, about to make some moves.
Oh, so you think
that's kind of the line. That's one of the lines.
Yeah, I think it's more of a shot at Robert and, well,
Robert Jonathan and Robin Glazer, who he calls out.
Oh, he called out again in that interview. I forget if it was in that exact clip or not. He had done that with McAfee as well. Robin Glazer, he brings her up at every single chance.
Most NFL fans are like, who is he talking about?
Robert? Yeah. I think most NFL fans probably aren't even like super aware of how involved Jonathan is.
No,
I think
maybe not. No.
You know, like, I don't know all the kids with the other organizations.
Most, you like, do. 90% of the time they show Robert, you at least see Jonathan.
That's
so maybe NFL fans at this point, because they've been in the spotlight for so long, might know him. But you're right. I wouldn't say everybody does.
Robin Glazer, no one has any clue outside of New England. Half the Patriots fans might not even know him. And Bill brings her up at every single turn.
What year did Elliot Wolf show up? Oh, that's 4 years ago.
Well, he said his final 4 years in New England. I was going to say, what happened those final 4 years in New England?
You were missing a certain quarterback.
I would think it probably had more to do with that than your control.
Yeah.
And what are you implying, that you would have kept Brady? Is that what you're implying?
I know.
Like, oh, yeah, Bill, you totally would have kept Brady. Sure,
also,
you would have.
But then this also gets into that weird area where, you know, when Bill Parcells had that great line about, you know, you got to let me buy the groceries. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, so you didn't draft Terry Glenn, but like, do we give you credit for Teddy Bruschi? Like, do you get that one?
Oh.
Or like for Bill? So like,
and you didn't want Terry Glenn. Terry Glenn helped you get to a Super Bowl, and you brag about going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, Glenn was awesome that year.
So like, you didn't get you were forced to pick Mac Jones. Did you pick Christian Gonzalez?
Right.
Like, did we give you that? Or like, did you get overstepped
but
there?
I don't know. Is the implication that you wanted Brady and you lost control and Kraft took control and you wanted Brady? Or is the implication that was the line in the sand, you lost it, and that's why you went 7-9, 10-7, good year, 8-9, 4-13?
Yeah.
I would say that probably had to do more with you shoving Brady out the door, which Kraft is not blameless on.
No.
Kraft deserves a good chunk of the blame, and certainly more than I think he largely gets.
Yeah.
You know, he did not have to say, Tom, we're not going to franchise you.
Yeah, that's a Kraft thing, not a Bill thing.
He
for
could
sure.
have paid Robert Tom Brady.
Right.
And Kraft also could have said, because he's bragged about working out the deal in the past, he could also said, Bill, tough, we're keeping him. So but, Kraft deserves blame, but Bill was the one shoving him out the door.
Oh, yeah. But now, Bill could coach for Tom Brady.
Well, apparently he's
a bizarre twist.
He's groveling to do it.
Yeah.
Apparently.
He might.
That's my read on it. But Tom Pelissero said, yeah, Brady reached out and asked him about. He's one of multiple teams, by the way, that reached out and asked Bill about coaching in the league. Why is Pelissero so quick to mention Brady and not the second team? Who's the mystery team, do you think?
Raiders and other teams. I don't think there are any other teams. Maybe the Cowboys. I'd leave out the Cowboys. They're in a weird spot right now where.
Who else owes Bill one?
Most of the league doesn't like Bill, hence why he's not in the league.
Yeah, who owes
Bill? So who owes him a favor? I don't know.
Who else would it be? I mean, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, they're friendly.
Maybe. Jerry Jones might keep Mike McCarthy over him, for God's sakes. So, yeah.
But I don't think multiple teams are reaching out to Bill today when he's been available all season.
I don't. Me neither. In other words, maybe Brady did reach out to Bill.
I believe. Sure.
Me too. But I don't think Bill's coming back to the NFL.
I wonder what
I think Bill wants back in the NFL, and that's probably where this story came from. But I don't think he's going to be coaching in the NFL this year or ever again.
I wonder who Tom Brady's top three candidates are. Like, if it's just up to Brady, all the money's the same, all the guys would take the job, everything.
Vrabel.
You think Vrabel would be over Bill or Bill over Vrabel?
Oh, Vrabel over Bill.
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
It kind of should be. I mean, if you're hoping to have a guy for a long time and, like, really turn the franchise around and be there for a while, it would be Vrabel. But I wonder, because Tom has seen the league all year, right? More so than maybe other guys that retire for a couple of years. He's doing all these games. He actually did mainly only Cowboy games, but he did other games. They always played somebody.
Yep.
And so I wonder if he has a strong opinion. We had a texter earlier saying how during the last Lions game that he did, he was going on and on and on about Ben Johnson.
Interesting.
So, like, would he be interested in him?
Well, that's a whole weird thing with Brady as well.
It is.
Brady is part of the hiring process in Vegas, and now he's getting ready to do Lions games.
Yeah, he's going to do the Super Bowl. There's probably going to be some good candidates on the sidelines in that game.
But I guess my point is, well, and there will be good candidates, but you know Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are candidates for a lot of these jobs.
Yeah.
In fact, have the Raiders lined up interviews with both of them? They may have.
I haven't seen anything on the Raiders.
And you know he's doing at least a Lions game, I would imagine. He's doing at least a Lions game. 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy JP in North...
Son of a... Biscuit, JP.
Let's go to Paul up in New Hampshire. Right. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Love the show. Rich, I live in Goffstown. Isn't that where you're from?
Hell yeah. Oh. Yeah, from town over, but yeah, went to middle school in Goffstown. Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, though, so listen, I was just listening to that little snippet you had from Belichick. I think Brady left because of Jonathan. I think Bill left because of Jonathan. I think Robert was trickling power down to Jonathan, and he wanted to make the new team in his own image. And I think everybody else said, hey, we've been at least very competitive for 20 years. Why would we want to listen to your, you know, what the hell does he know about
running
a football organization?
I don't think he's out because of Jonathan per se, but did Jonathan's influence or sway grow? And
that's definitely more than likely.
That's part of what bothered Bill and why Bill takes a shot at him and Robin Glazer at every turn. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, Bill definitely mentions his name a few times, right?
Now,
like, he doesn't just leave it all on the feet of Robert.
But look, I'll take shots at Jonathan Kraft all day long and the way they're operating, and we have. But I'm going to blame Robert more than Jonathan for shiving. Who was on the Apple documentary?
Jonathan was.
Well, Jonathan could have saved multiple lives. Well, that's true. I guess Jonathan wasn't not on there.
No.
Who did the bulk of ripping Bill, though?
Yeah, Robert did.
So, like, I'm not going to let Robert off the hook for that.
But then again, like, who do you think's in Robert's ear more than anybody else?
Definitely Jonathan.
And so you might get some of those and be like, oh, yeah, that is a good point. And then it becomes your point, but where did it start from?
Yeah, you know? True. Our buddy JP is in
He's
North
back.
Providence back, I think. Hello, JP?
Sorry, gentlemen. That was bizarre. I've been on hold for 36 minutes, and it spliced me into a Lou Maloney outtake dropping F-bombs for the ad he was doing for Ortho Care.
Oh.
That's the first in all. Oh, it was bizarre.
Could be HD,
so,
too.
So talk about a Belichick-Keefe-spiracy. Keefe, the ultimate Keefe-spiracy. Just go with me for a second. Could you picture, there's Bill and Jordan. They're on XS or... I don't know, Live Nightclub, doing shots at a champagne table in Vegas. Okay. Next year, he comes in, everybody's wearing hoodies, dressed like the youth, you know, when they were going for the national championship. It would be better than when Ray Bork went to Colorado. I would follow that more than the Patriots. Please make it happen, Tom. The ultimate payback would be him coming in and doing that to Kraft.
Oh, okay.
And there might be some credibility to it. I'd love to see it.
Okay, well, JP, the credibility is where I'm skeptical, but that'd be awesome.
So we talked about this. Like, when Brady was on the Bucs, there was a lot of Bucs fans that year.
Yeah.
If Belichick and Brady are with the Raiders playing against the Patriots, do you think there'll be people rooting for the Raiders?
Oh, some.
Yeah,
sure.
Some.
Yeah. There's a ton of pro-Bill, anti-Kraft people right
However,
now.
If Vrabel's the head coach, I think that kind of knocks some of it down because that is the people's choice.
So rooting against – if more people were going to root for Brady, and I don't even – what percentage of the fan base do you think that was? Rooting for Brady and against the Patriots in that game.
So I was at that game, and I feel like he got a big ovation when he came out, but then people wanted the pass to win.
So I think largely, yes. I think by the time – the Patriots weren't going anywhere and Brady was in the playoffs, then you shifted and you go, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to root for Brady. I think that's what happened over the course of that year.
But also, the Bucs are so much more harmless than the Raiders.
Also true.
Like, you don't want the Raiders to do well.
There's a long track record. It's the same conference. All that's true. I think a similar thing could happen with Belichick if the Patriots aren't good and by December and January, all of a sudden, the Raiders are in a playoff push in theory. Yeah, I think people would start rooting for that to stick it to the Krafts, and it'd be a very interesting story, and I would root for it.
Yeah.
But do I think it's likely? No, I don't think it's – I think it's beyond remote.
You think he coaches at North Carolina this year?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's I think that's the last place he coaches.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, two, 3 years.
Not to be morbid.
No, you sicko. You're going to live forever.
I think it's the last place he coaches. I don't think he's coaching anywhere else in college. I don't think he's ever coaching in the NFL again.
Might get in the Alamo Bowl or something like Dion last year. It'd be pretty good.
It is pretty good. I don't think Vrabel's going to the Raiders. Who is?
So Vrabel, I do think, is coming here.
Me too.
And maybe even on our show Friday, we get the announcement.
Yeah, I mean,
where's
the Giardi tweet? Let me pull up Giardi. Keep going.
Not to dwell on the Rooney Rule. We discussed it a bit yesterday. But like when you hear some of these like national reporters talking about like the whole process or whatever, they skip past what it is. Like, did you hear earlier, like Ian Rapoport was like, the Patriots can hire anybody they want now. Like, they're good to go now.
No, they
are. You're like, ugh. But that's why. So they do the two sham interviews yesterday. They tweeted out on the same graphic of Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. They're like, we got that out of the way. Now in come the real candidates. You're like, ugh, it's just so gross the way that it's done. But that's what I think going to happen. Mike Vrabel's going to interview tomorrow. I still don't know when the timing of this Ben Johnson Zoom is going to be. It has to be... Nick, what did you say, tomorrow, Friday, or Saturday before?
I think it's starts tomorrow afternoon, and then it has to be done by Saturday.
Yeah, it's a small window. It has to be this week. It has to be virtual.
They can start interviewing in person.
So Detroit has the bye, so they have this little window where they can talk to him. But would you be shocked if Friday Mike Vrabel's the head coach?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Here's what Giardi said. It echoes the clip from Rap Sheet we played earlier this hour. Giardi said yesterday, as I tweeted, a little back padding, but good. He was in front of this. Six league executives all said Vrabel when I asked what they thought the Patriots process was going to be. Having already fulfilled the Rooney Rule, that's what you were just talking about, Keith, Vrabel, who will interview Thursday, tomorrow, could be the new head coach before the weekend. So the weekend means Friday.
I think Thursday we'll get a little graphic that'll say we completed our interview with Mike Vrabel. There'll be a little photo. There'll be a lot of people commenting on it. And then Friday they'll announce it. That's my prediction here today.
Do you think we get like...
this press conference on Monday.
No. Well, maybe. This might sound stupid. Do we get like any Vrabel coverage? Like, no one knew Leftwich and Pep Hamilton were interviewing until they interviewed. Like, are we going to get like Channel 5 or whatever at Foxborough? Vrabel's walking in for his interview. Are we going to get any of that coverage?
Skycam of Mike Vrabel?
I mean, not about Skycam, but are we going to get like any footage of like Vrabel en route, leaving, anything like that?
I think it just takes one investigative reporter to get down there and just kind of wait. Where do they do the interview? I guess you don't really know 100% where they do the interview.
Can I get Freeze Pops on that?
Freeze Pops. If anybody's going to do it, it's Freeze Pops.
Let's get him at like a Dunks down there or something like that.
Just hanging out with your iPhone.
Post it for the Vrabel interview.
Just waiting for somebody to...
Like, can we get Freeze Pops on that?
I think I saw him at Logan Airport. I think he's getting a Hertz rental car.
He's here already?
Is that Vrabel?
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Nice. I do think, and you know, Chad Graff had a tweet yesterday before this story came out with a window into ownership's mindset, right? And he said, let me get the exact tweet. Chad Graff at The Athletic, big expose today on Jerod Mayo. He said, one note on the Patriots coaching search. Robert Kraft tends to be intentional with these kind of decisions. He's not going to sit back and take lots of time. Wouldn't surprise me if the Patriots are the first team to fill their head coaching vacancy, potentially within a week. What are you giggling at?
Turp put up the image of Vrabel at Logan.
There's Vrabel.
There he is.
Wow, somebody seek that out. Nice work. You can see it on twitch.tv.
He's got his luggage. He's just trying to get his car.
Boss and WEE.
Somebody should pick him up.
No one's bothering him. That's nice.
Why is he renting a car?
Leaving him be as he's renting a car. That's good.
That is good.
Well, it's a long drive out to Foxborough, Keith.
Everything is.
That's true.
That is Foxborough anywhere.
Yeah, forget traffic. Heaven forbid.
But the idea of them moving quickly.
Well, no, just Graf having a mindset or a window into ownership's mindset. And then he comes out today with a story on how much of a screw up Mayo was last year.
Yeah, I think they're just so desperately looking for like a PR win that they might just settle for a guy that in the immediate hiring is going to be a PR win.
I think they're leaning in on, we're going to have a veteran. We're not going to have a guy who
doesn't. No, they're going to celebrate that.
We're going to.
No rookie head coach mistakes, which is unfortunate because you might find like the next great head coach that sort of like hits the ground running and is the best thing for Drake May. I'm not convinced that Mike Vrabel is the best thing for Drake May.
Me either. And especially
if he brings in Tommy freaking Reese.
You. That's what I was going to say.
Out of here.
Tommy Reese from the Browns, who has Alabama connections and everything else, but like that's your OC and your personnel guy is Ryan Cowden or Coden, whatever the hell his name is.
You just had a Browns offensive coordinator and you're probably going to fire him in a year.
So you're bringing in a guy from the Browns to coach your quarterback. They've done real well with that.
No, they had the worst offense in football.
Meaning
last
this past year. They actually had a good year the year prior when Van Pelt was there.
That's right.
Hmm. Interesting connection. But, okay, you're going to bring him in as your OC, and you're going to bring in a personnel guy from the Titans? Their personnel blows.
I don't like that.
So I don't like that either, but I think the one thing we can all agree on, that Vrabel has a leg up. He had a decent run in Tennessee. I don't want to overstate what he did. One AFC championship game, three playoff appearances in 6 years. His last 2 years were really bad, where he feuded with personnel and ultimately lost his job. He was out of football as a head coach last year. He was an offensive analyst or an analyst for the Browns, who sucked. So
yeah, what did he analyze?
I don't think any of it's that great, to be honest, but he's done it before. He had a good, not great run in Tennessee. He is highly thought of.
Mm-hmm.
The thing the Crafts are leaning in on, and I think that's where this Chad Graff story came from, they're leaning in on having a guy who's not going to be surprised when it's like, oh, wait, I'm not supposed to play cards with the players? I'm not supposed to do that?
No.
Wait, I can't come out and say Ramondre Stevenson's benched and then turn around and start Ramondre Stevenson? I can't do that? You're not going to get any of that with Vrabel.
Well, it's also, you can't control what every single player says, but we saw Bill do a pretty good job for 20 years, so I don't think you're going to have a lot of times where players are telling fans to know their place or guys that aren't doing anything popping off about their roles and things like that. They might do it, but then I have a feeling that that guy's either off the team or his playing time's gone or whatever, and I think Vrabel's going to run more of a tight ship in that regard, which is good. Like, that's a great place to start. That doesn't mean you win 9-10 games and go to the playoffs. It just means, like, all right, you're cleaning that part up, and then hopefully you can just focus on the actual games.
And that, well, there is danger, too. And maybe you'd have higher expectations next year no matter what. A lot of cap space, growth from Drake May. You know, you look at this team and you have a high draft pick and more to add. Maybe there's high expectations regardless. Aren't they higher with Vrabel? Like, if Vrabel's here, aren't you expecting an extra win or two than Ben Johnson in his first year? Or is it the same?
No, I mean, maybe it's the same, but I would expect, I would have such high hopes for the offense. Like, I wouldn't let Ben Johnson be like, oh, you're going to have like a slight step forward. Maybe, I would think the offense would be insane.
Maybe
that's too much.
Maybe I'm cutting a guy like Ben Johnson too much slack on that. Yeah. Maybe you got to win 8, 9, 10 games, be competitive no matter what next year, well, or also, else it's a failure. But I like to think that Vrabel's a guy who's been there, done it. You got to hit the ground running faster, especially early. I think that expectation is slightly higher with him. So
maybe
if they don't hit that, it's even more disappointing.
And not to do schedule talk on January 8th, but they have, not only is it a last place schedule, but it's amazing, the teams that they play.
Yeah.
Like, even if they slightly add, and not even the big offseason that we're all hoping for, they could win 9 games. They play all the trash teams next year.
It's true.
Like, this year, they didn't really play all the bad ones.
They play most of them here, including Belichick and the Raiders
next
year.
Raiders, Giants, Cleveland, Carolina, New Orleans, Jets. Like, they play all these garbage teams.
It's true.
I mean, they're also a garbage team, so that's what those teams are saying about the Pats right now. But, you know, you improve the head coach, you get a couple of good players. Like, I don't know, you could turn it around quick.
Outside of the division, you get the Falcons, losing record here.
Suck.
You get the Carolina Panthers.
Terrible.
Well,
terrible.
I kind of like what
they were
doing.
Frisky for a week, and they were on frisky.
You get them here, losing record, 5-win team. Cleveland Browns, worse than you.
Horrible.
They're here. Giants, worse than you.
Horrible.
Or at least drafting higher. You get, as we said, Bill Belichick and the Raiders next
year. That'd
be
amazing.
And Pittsburgh, who's a playoff team.
Yeah.
That is the only non-division playoff team on this. Actually, the other way to put it, the only other home team.
Steelers and Bills.
It's Steelers and Bills. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So your road games are a little tougher. Baltimore, Cincinnati, you know, you have to go to Buffalo, obviously, even Tampa. Your road games are a little tougher, but that is an easy schedule.
I don't know, but like, I think it's a good landing spot for the new guy.
Regardless of Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen, call up Kevin O'Connell if you want. Regardless, they got to win a bunch of games next year. That's fair. 617-779-7937. You could jump in here. We got WEEI Afternoons coming up with Andy Hart and Christian Arcan. They have Adam Schefter at 3:45.
You never know what he's going to come up with.
What's he hearing on Vrabel? What's he hearing on Bill? They're going to talk to Scal as well at 4 o'clock about the big Celtics win. Successful road trip last night, so stay tuned for all of that. Plus, we have our clip du jour, Billy Lanny, with all the latest and trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her
Grab Bag.
It is so big.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins have now dropped 5 in a row after their 4-0 loss to the Oilers of the Garden last night. These are back on the ice tomorrow night when the Bruins will be in Tampa Bay to play the Lightning. Celtics got back in the win column with a 118-106 win over the Nuggets in Denver. Sees it back on the court Friday night when they host the Kings. Patriots are scheduled to interview Mike Vrabel tomorrow in Los Angeles, and Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson later this week for the team's head coach opening. Special team of Brendan Schooler was named to the All-Pro team for the second year in a row. And 93.7 WEEI FM is your home for all NFL playoff games. Wildcard weekend begins with the Texans hosting the Chargers on Saturday. Kickoff is at 4:30, with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 4 o'clock. Start the new year risk-free with Awaken 180. No subscriptions, no hidden fees, just a proven plan to crush your goals. Have 20 to lose? You could reach that by February. Have more? Do the math. Then go to awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.